and the singing of hymns, and more brothers and sisters came.
但是一开始的时候，这个时期还是不公开的。
At that time, it was still underground.
虽然不公开，也常常被破获。
Even though it wasn't announced, and they were detected many times.
常常是被聚会的时候突然间闯进来，警察或者是街道的干部就把这些人带走了。
So many times, and during in the middle of the meeting, someone would burst through the doors. They were police or communist cadres. So they arrested a lot of people.
带走了以后，那再来以后总是不能说就没有了，以后还要聚。
So, but the meetings continued despite of those arrests.
啊，有一次很有意思。
And one time it was quite interesting.
就是1978年，这个政策有些变化了。这中央下来，宗教信仰自由这个有一些开放了。
So in 1978, the central government decided to give people the religious freedom. So it was gradually opened up.
有一天，弟兄姊妹又在一起聚会，20几个人在一起聚会，在家里面。
One day in a certain house, about 20 brothers and sisters were meeting.
啊，还是偷偷的呀。
They were still afraid.
突然间又破门而入。
Someone suddenly burst through the door.
全副武装的一位警察。
It was a policeman and armed.
一进来，大家行了，这一次又破获了。
So you say, okay, we were detected again.
都在那里 ready 了。
They were ready.
但是这一次出乎意料，这位警察看看，哦，你们又在聚会。
So this time the police said, oh, now that you are meeting again.
弟兄姊妹说，对了，是的。
The person said, yes, sir.
因为这个家里主人是一位老弟兄。
Yes, the host is an old brother.
这位警察说，好好好好。过去是四人帮破坏宗教政策，啊！现在宗教信仰自由，去吧去吧，不要害怕。
The policeman said, "Okay, you were persecuted before because of the Gang of Four. Now we are better, and so go ahead and continue with your meeting."
他这一说不要害怕，引起这个主人老弟兄的一句话来。
So when he said, "Do not be afraid," and this old brother responded,
这老弟兄说，同志，您别误会，我们从来没害怕过。
So this brother told the policeman and the comrade, we were never afraid.
我们害怕就不聚了。
If we were afraid, we would not have meeting, have met.
从那以后，家庭聚会突然间就公开了。
Starting at that time, and the house churches became open churches.
这一公开，真是像打仗一样，势如破竹，就蓬蓬勃勃的家庭教会就兴旺起来。
When they went public, it really had tremendous growth.
出现了一些问题，就是年老的弟兄姊妹为自己家里面的年轻的子女不认识主，难过忧伤。
The problem at that time is that many parents were sad because their children weren't saved.
在那种恐怖的环境当中，不敢把福音讲给他的子女听。
They dare not share the gospel with their own children during those early times.
他们的儿子、女儿在社会上、在学校上、在单位里头。灌满了满脑子马列主义无神论。
So their children were serving in government in all kind of positions, and they were well trained in Marxism.
但是现在父母在家庭教会里面兴旺复兴起来了，他就为这个事情深深的懊悔难过。
So when the house churches started, those parents were quite sad and were sorry about those situation.
通工们把这个问题带到祷告神的面前。
So they brought all those problems to God through prayers.
我们就采取两个步骤。
So we used two avenues.
第一，全教会家庭教会的，特别是这些老年的弟兄姊妹，家里有子女不信主的，首先跪下认罪悔改。
So those brothers and sisters who are parents of children who have not yet believed, and they first repented and they knelt down and prayed.
在认罪当中为自己的子女祷告。
During their confession, they prayed for their children.
第二步就是利用一个，旧年的假期几天有一个福音的聚会。
And then they conducted evangelical meeting during the holiday of the Chinese New Year.
父母都在外边，把子女、亲戚，有的是邻居的年轻人都请到家庭教会这个房间里来，来听福音。
The parents invited those children and relatives who are not believers, and to the house churches.To hear the gospel preached.
是一个阴历初二的一个晚上。
During the second day of the Lunar New Year.
当人们都在那忙碌着，来往拜年、过年好的时候，这些人都聚集在房间里面来。
When other people were greeting each other and for the New Year, and those people gathered together.
那是我第一次经历圣灵做工。
That was the first time I experienced the work of the Spirit.
很小的房间坐满了有大概有50多个人。
It was a small room, yet there were 50 of us.
父母在另外一个房间里头祷告。
And the parents were praying in a different room.
当把神的福音、十字架的救恩来讲给这些年轻人听的时候，还没有结束，下边就抽抽泣泣的哭泣的声音。
Before I even finished sharing with them about the gospel and about the cross, you know, people started crying, you know, in the audience.
当信息讲完了以后，那个在家庭教会里没有呼召的那个习惯。
So at the end of the message, we did not really had the habit of invitation at the end of the message.
没有呼召，我光说现在我们大家低头祷告。
So there was no invitation, yet I said, okay, why don't we all bow our heads and pray?
一低头祷告，下边一片哭声。
So they were all weeping and crying during the prayer time.
不光是年轻的姊妹，一些小伙子，20多岁、30岁，也是痛哭流涕。
Not only the girls, but the boys, when they were in 20s and 30s, they all wept.
所以很快的，家庭教会就增加了这么许多年轻的新得救的一些弟兄姊妹。
So very quickly, the house churches received those new young members.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们的心灵里面经过一个波浪、一个运动、一个风浪，它里面都空了。
Because they really saw so many crises and upheavals of society, their heart was empty.
他们过去都信过别的宗教。
They have all believed other religions in the past.
甚至信过马列宗教，这个共产的宗教。
Some even believed in Marxism or communism.
但是经过一浪一浪的把他们里边的一些东西都冲刷掉了。
But even so, you know, because of the crises, they really had nothing to hang on.
破灭了。
They were all gone.
所以在心灵里面那个好像土地啊翻得很深的、啊、翻来翻去翻来翻去翻了几番那个土地土已经非常松软了。
It's just like a soil which has been tilled many many times and become soft and absorbent.
所以他们一接触福音马上就接受了。
So the moment they hear the gospel they receive.
所以家庭教会就人数和气氛都大大的兴旺起来。
So the numbers and also the spirituality of house churches started to grow.
不是一个礼拜，礼拜天聚一次会。
They don't meet just on Sundays, once a week.
一个礼拜几次聚会呢？
How many meetings do they have?
礼拜天从早到晚。
So the whole day Sunday.
8点钟开始唱诗，唱到8点半。
They started singing from 8 o'clock. They sing until 8:30.
8点半崇拜和传信息，包括传福音在内。
So they started the message at 8:30.
8点半到9点半，10点半到11点结束。
So they preached for until 11.
散了会以后，弟兄姊妹吃一点饭，下午2点钟开始交通。
So after meeting, they broke up for lunch, and then they had a sharing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
到晚上吃完晚饭以后，晚上还有一个纪念组的聚会。
And after dinner time, they had a communion.
一个礼拜天，这么一整天下来。
So they really took the whole day on Sunday.
礼拜二是个查经聚会。
And Tuesday evening, there was a Bible study meeting.
系统查经。
It's a systematic Bible study.
礼拜四也是一个查经聚会。
Another Bible study on Thursday night.
礼拜五是一个祷告的聚会。
And Friday evening they had a prayer meeting.
礼拜六晚上是一个唱诗的聚会。
And Saturday evening that was a music meeting.
没有诗班。
They had no choirs.
也没有钢琴。
No piano.
什么琴也没有。
No musical instrument.
清唱。
They just sing a cappella.
也没有四部。
They had no division of parts.
这个弟兄姊妹唱那个唱诗聚会非常宝贵。
These were precious meetings.
年轻弟兄姊妹，那个唱诗聚会就是从头到底唱，没有信息。
So they sing from beginning to end.
他们不是一首诗唱完了一遍就拉倒。
They do not just sing a certain hymn once.
这一首诗唱来唱去，反复唱，反复唱。那么领诗的人再讲一讲，再也可能结合一点自己的经历讲进去，然后反复唱，直到把这首诗的灵意完全唱到里面去了。
They sing a certain hymn over and over again, and sometimes with some explanation by the song leaders, and they sing many times again until everybody was filled with the spirit of this hymn.
就是每一首诗成了一篇信息。
So every song becomes a message.
哦，越唱越好听。
the music becomes more and more beautiful.
有的时候也有四部的唱。
Sometimes we sing parts.
哦，有一天晚上在那唱诗，这个夏天开着门开着窗，那时候比较公开了，在小的院落的墙外，忽然间看在黑影的墙外有这么一排头都在那个墙外。露着头。
So one evening during the summertime while we were singing, and after a while, we saw that beyond the wall there was a lot of heads popped up.
一看，哦，原来都是邻居、邻附近的年轻人，他们听见这个声音，说从来没听见这个是革命歌曲还是什么歌曲？
So these were young people from the neighborhood. They never heard of those songs. They wondered if they were one of those revolutionary songs.
后来我们就干脆看他们也不是恶意，就出去请他们说不要在墙外趴着墙听，多累，你们进来吧，请你们进来听好不好？哦，他们一听非常高兴，都进来了，在窗户外，在门外这么听。
Since we knew that they did not come, you know, with a harmful motive, so we invited them to come in, and they were happy to come in.
今天听，明天听，后来就不再在外边了，就进来了。
So after they heard it many times, they started to join us.
进来了以后，不但听，而且又唱。唱了以后，我们一边唱一段，祷告一会儿，祷告一会儿，再唱一会儿。后来他也跟着祷告了。
So after they started to participate in the singing and the prayer, and eventually,
也就有这样跟着信主的。
And there are several who believe the Lord through this manner.
我想，我这里提到那个祷告会的作用。
So I'd like to mention to you the function of the prayer meeting.
每个礼拜五的祷告会都是能差不多有40到50个弟兄姊妹跪在地下祷告。
So every Friday, there were about 40 or 50 brothers and sisters knelt down and prayed.
那可没有咱们这边的这样的地毡。
They did not really have carpeted floor.
椅子都不够用了。
They did not have enough chairs.
针对弟兄姊妹，有一些年轻的小姊妹就跪在地下，土地啊，不是地板。土地或者是砖地就跪在地下匍匐在地脸伏于地祷告一个小时到一个半小时
So several young sisters they would simply knelt down on the floor this was dirt floor and everything you know, including her face on the floor and prayed for hours
教会的同工负责的弟兄姊妹把在家庭教会里面弟兄姊妹当中的一些问题生活当中侍奉当中有一些问题都提到这个祷告会里面就带到祷告里面交给神
So those leading brothers and sisters they brought the current problems of the church and among the lives of brothers and sisters to those prayer meetings and they were all yielded to the Lord
然后寻求神的心意怎么办怎么解决怎么面对这些问题
They were seeking God's will in terms of how they were going to face those problems
常听弟兄姊妹的祷告求神赐下话语来
and many times we hear people pray for the word from God
负责的弟兄姊妹传的信息礼拜天的祷告礼拜天的讲道和查经会的这个话语就是从祷告会里出来的
so the message of the Sunday came from those prayer meetings
借着祷告来看见弟兄姊妹当中的问题再借着祷告把这些问题放到神那里再借着祷告从神那里领受下了话语所以这个弟兄姊妹的交通和释放的信息是有的放矢的来解决弟兄姊妹当中灵性的一些问题
They saw the problems through prayers and they used prayers and yielded those problems to God and God through prayers gave them messages so that all their messages were relevant to the current need of the brothers and sisters
有一个事情很有意思就是受浸的问题
And one interesting problem is the problem of baptism.
这家庭教会发展起来以后，是得救的人越来越多，最多的时候能够这个家庭教会的聚会能够到150-160人。
So as people started to be saved through the house churches, more and more people started coming, so many times we had meetings for about 100 to 150.
150-160人可不是在这样的房间里面，在那个中国那个小房间，三间小房，中间是个厨房，一边一个卧室。大概三间合起来有这个第一排椅子到这这么大坐150-160人
so the place was just as small as the space between the front row seat and the wall and 150 people were jammed in there
这不是个礼拜堂是家住家
it is not a church building
还有家具
it's somebody's home
还有家具还有床
so they got the furniture and the beds
床上都坐满了人
so the bed was full of people
地下也坐满了人
The floor is full of people.
那不没有电炉子和 gas 炉子没有，都是锅台烧火，拉风匣的那个烧煤烧炭的那个锅，坐在锅盖上。
They did not have electric ranges and things like that. You know, they just have the shelf of the cooking utensils and people were sitting on them.
水缸上也坐满了人。
So the water pot, you know, people sit on those.
后来也这许多得救的新得救的一些年轻弟兄姊妹都提出要求受浸。
So several new believers wanted to be baptized.
这是一个现实的问题。
That was a practical problem.
弟兄姊妹就放在祷告当中。
The brothers and sisters yielded that in prayers.
我们就觉得应该做。
We felt that we ought to baptize people.
但我们中间没有一个牧师。
But we don't have a pastor among us.
没有人奉立的神职人员呢。
We do not have any clergy people.
那是怎么办呢？
What are we going to do?
我们就寻找，是不是没有牧师，能不能受浸呢？
If we don't have a pastor, can we still baptize people?
连寻求，连祷告，也来请教其他一些长者们。弟兄姊妹觉得没有牧师也可以受浸。
So we asked around, we sought God and a lot, and we finally came to the conclusion that we could still baptize people without a pastor.
好，我们就登记一下吧，看有多少要求受浸的。
So we started to survey, wondering how many would like to be baptized.
当时通过我们几个弟兄姊妹估计一下，大概能有五六十个人。
They estimated it would be around 50 or 60.
结果一登记120多。
So, but after this survey, they found 120 wanted to be baptized.
于是我们就为这个受浸祷告。
So we prayed for this baptism.
过去都是说牧师来找人谁要受浸来谈一下道，来考一考浸。
So in the past, the pastor would interview people before their baptism.
你说一说十诫是哪十诫呀？
Tell me what are the Ten Commandments.
八福是哪八福啊？
What are the Eight Beatitudes?
我信耶稣为什么信耶稣啊？
Why should one believe in Christ?
考及格了，那么就可以受浸。
If you pass this interview, then you can be baptized.
实在，今天咱们这里不是了。以前三十多年以前，中国大陆教会很多教会实在是这样，就考一考。
You're laughing, but during those church ages 30 years ago, many churches were conducting those interviews.
这怎么考啊？谁考啊？怎么考呢？
Who can give those interviews?
我们就祷告，祷告以后，同工们就确定了一个方法。
So after prayers, the co-workers decided a method.
我们把每一个礼拜这几次的聚会保留，只保留祷告聚会不动，其他的会全都变成交通聚会。
So let's cancel or let's change all those meetings except the prayer meetings.
也就是见证聚会。
They all become
让登记要求
testimony.
要求受浸的这些人一个呀一个的都起来向全体弟兄姊妹做自己得救的见证。
They asked every one of those people who registered want to be baptized to get up in front of everyone else to share their conversion testimony.
这个见证聚会成了一个大的奋兴会。
Those testimonial meetings became a great revival meeting.
你就可以看见神实在是用各种方法把人都带到十字架底下。
You can see that God was using all kinds of methods to take people to the cross.
这一公开做见证啊，不但是荣耀了主，而且使同工们发现弟兄姊妹当中有什么什么一些问题。
So not only those meetings glorified God, but also the co-workers found out the current problems among those new brothers and sisters.
有的人说我的病得到治不好，医院里治不好，那么我就祷告，祷告以后神医治了我的病，所以我信了耶稣。
Several said that, okay, I was seriously ill and I couldn't be cured by doctors and medicine, but after prayer, I was healed.
有的人说我找不到工作失业，我就祷告，求主给我一个工作，哎，我一下有了工作，所以我就不能不信耶稣了。
Some shared that I was unemployed and I prayed God for a job and I found a job, so I had to believe him.
有的年轻人说我在工厂里头开机器车床突然间发生事故，那刹那之间我就心里一想，哎呀，我的父母信耶稣的，耶稣啊，求你救我，一下就转危为安，所以我也信了耶稣了。
Some were involved in industrial accidents, and during the accident, they prayed. They remember their parents were believers, so they became believers also.
他们的来路不同，但是实在也都归到十字架底下。
So they came with different background, but they all came to the cross.
所以这样就使同工们觉得，哎，查经有内容了，需要怎么样来在真道上来造就这些弟兄姊妹。
So the co-workers found out that certain topics to discuss during those Bible studies so that we can teach people about the truth.
来向大家讲明耶稣不光是一个医生啊。
So they shared to people that Jesus was not just a physician.
他也不光是一个保险公司的经理。
He is not just a manager of insurance company.
也不是一个介绍的职业的一个主任。
No, he was not just a person arranging those employment.
最重要的他是救主。
The important part is he is the Savior.
他要拯救你脱离罪恶。
He wants to save you from all sins.
不光是脱离疾病、失业、许多的生活的痛苦，要拯救你的灵魂，脱离罪恶，赐给你永生。
Not only he is going to give you blessings in your career and health and things like that, but the most important part is to save you through eternity.
而且他还渴望在你的心灵里面做主做王。
And Jesus also wishes to be the Lord and the King of your heart.
所以这一次呢，几个礼拜这样的见证聚会是弟兄姊妹大得益处。
So after several weeks of those testimony meetings, all brothers and sisters were encouraged.
而且这个把这个受浸的灵意讲给大家，大家虽然还没有经过水，但是那个受浸的灵意已经过去了。
So we also shared with them the spiritual meaning of those baptisms.
我们就自己偷偷地在院子里修了一个浸池。
So we dug a hole in the yard and to make it a baptist tree.
那实在是一个神迹。
That was a miracle.
那不自由偷偷地修起一个很大的一个水泥的一个浸池，那个详细我就没有时间来介绍了。
We did not have the freedom to do so. We had to do it underground. You know, we built a cement baptistry.
受浸那一天，我们从早上8点钟开始，一直到晚上的7点。
So during the day of baptism, we started at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we finished around 7 at night.
当然，中午休息一小时。
We did have an hour break during lunchtime.
那个场面实在感人。
That was a really touching scenario.
弟兄姊妹围在浸池子周围在唱诗。
Brothers and sisters were surrounding that the baptistry.
一个一个的顺序进到水里面，埋在水里面起来。
They came in order and they were buried in water and they came up.
我说的一点不夸张，那个水不光是水，是包含了许许多多弟兄姊妹的眼泪在里面。
I was not exaggerating, you know, in the baptistry, not only we had water, but also we had tears of brothers and sisters.
许多弟兄姊妹流着眼泪，痛哭流涕，来埋到水里面。
Many were weeping with tears when they were baptized.
很奇妙的就是，那个怎么说呢？受政府控制的那个三字会，他们发现知道我们今天在受浸。
So it was wonderful that the church under the government controls called the Three Self Church, they heard about this baptism.
这个三支会的主任和副主任两个人赶来，要到这里来，不知道是干涉还是要来观察，总之他们来了。
The president and vice president of those Three Self Churches wanted to come. We didn't know what purpose.
我们在这里受浸，另外有一个房间，就是年老的弟兄姊妹在那里跪着祷告。
So we were conducting the baptism on the one hand, and in a separate room, several older brothers and sisters were praying.
我们这工作进行的井井有条，外边一点也不知道。
So we were doing it kind of harmoniously, and we were not making any noise.
有一个老弟兄出去拿着壶出去买水，买热水，因为不是水龙头一扭热水就出来，没有。出外边去打热水，要往水池子里头，天还很冷啊，要往水池子里加热水，出去打水。
My older brother was taking a pot trying to purchase some hot water. We did not really have the hot water from the faucets, so he had to go out and buy them. So as he was going out trying to buy the water for the baptistry,
当他出了大门，转过路口，在那个主要的马路上，一下看见三支会的主任和副主任。
As he was turning the corner out of that alley, and suddenly he saw this president and vice president of the Three Self Church.
这两位主任没有看见他。
These two people did not see him.
他就看这两个主任就在路上就奇怪说怎么今天找不着在什么地方呢？本来知道这个家庭教会这个地址也来过，怎么今天找不着呢？就在这个我们这个家庭聚会的那个马路的周围转了好几圈，就是找不着我们这个门了。
So these two people were wondering among themselves, you know, how come they couldn't find this the meeting place of this house church.They have been there before, but today they just couldn't find and couldn't see anyone.
这个老弟兄买了热水，赶快地溜回来，就告诉弟兄姊妹，主任在外边找不着门，我们赶快祷告，求神封闭他们的眼睛。
So this brother, you know, after he purchases hot water, come back and share it with those others who are praying, saying that we ought to pray earnestly so that those two people would not find where we are.
这个受浸一直进行到最后，晚上7点钟结束了。这两个主任也没进来。
So, they did not even come in the door, and, you know, after we had finished.
完了几全都进呃受浸完了，都换好衣服了，然后有一个聚会。
So we were all baptized. After this, all were baptized. We changed and we had a meeting.
在那个聚会里面，我就问
the Lord，
你知不知道你属于的这个名下的这位主是一个什么样的主啊
？Do you know who this Lord is？
这位主是在社会上被羞辱的，受凌辱的，受逼迫，受厌弃的一位主。
This Lord was the Lord who was despised by people。
你跟着属于这位主的名下，就意味着你今后要走这么一条路，害怕不害怕
？Follow him, it would indicate that you would probably also be despised by people. Aren't you afraid？
如果害怕的话，现在退下去还不晚。
If you're afraid, you know, why don't you give up now? It's not too late.
哦，突然间，弟兄姊妹，年轻弟兄姊妹，纷纷地说不怕，不怕。
They all claimed that they were not afraid.
有一个年轻弟兄姊妹起来说
，One young brother came up and said.
他流着眼泪说
，He said with tears.
说今天的主在哪里
？Where is this Lord today?
今天的主不是在那个电影院里面。
This Lord is not in the movie house.
不是在那富丽堂皇的宫殿里面。
He is not living in those magnificent palaces.
不是在那大家所称赞的场合里面。
He is not at a place where people had praises.
今天我们的主仍然是被人羞辱。
Today our Lord is still despised by people.
我们就跟着主走这一条蒙羞的道路。
We will follow him to walk this way of despise.
十字架的道路。
The way of the cross.
因为只有在这一条十字架的道路上才能找到主，别处没有主。
Because we can only find the Lord on this way of cross, and he cannot be found anywhere else.
受浸这一天过去了，第二天这两位主任来了，找到门了。
So after the baptism was over, the next day these two officials came.
找到门了以后，跟我们要一个材料。
So they ask for some information.
要所有受浸弟兄姊妹的名单。
They wanted the name list of people who were baptized the previous day.
我们知道这件事情是必然的。
We knew that was going to happen.
我们很诚实地告诉他没有名单。
We honestly told them that we did not have a list.
你说谁能相信？
Who would believe that?
我们实在不撒谎。
But we did not lie to them.
名单全部烧毁了。
We burned the list.
没有在我的家里面存，也没有在任何一个人家，真不存。
And it no longer exists.
全部烧毁。
They were all burned.
所以诚实地说没有留名单。
We told them honestly we did not have a list.
我们确信他们的名单都记录在天上。
We believe that their names were all listed in heaven.
我们如果有忘记的，天上绝不忘记他们。
Even though we might have forgotten, but the heaven would not.
所以他们说以后下不为例，以后再不准这样。
So they warned us not to do that again.
那以后还怎样了？
We kept doing.
他也没再来。
They did not come anymore.
我再说一点，占一点时间，就是在农村里面家庭教会的兴旺。
I'd like to share with you a little more about those house churches in the countryside.
我有机会常到一些农村里面去走一走。
I had plenty of opportunities to visit the countryside.
因为我生活在城市里面，对农村不大很了解。
I lived in a city, so I really was not familiar with the countryside.
的的确确，农村里头有不少的，整个的村庄都是信耶稣的人。
Truly, I tell you that there are many villages. The entire village belongs to the Lord.
包括一些共产党的干部都称得基督徒。
Including those communist cadres.
这不是人手所做的。
No man can accomplish that.
有一个村庄，我到那里，一个弟兄告诉我，我们这个村里头只有三户人家。不是基督徒。
I once went to a village. Someone told me that in this village only three families were not Christians.
这些上级都知道，我们这个村里头都是基督徒，就这三户还不是。
Even the high government officials knew that in this village only these three families were not Christians.
不是三户怎么什么原因？他们怎么一声不信呢
？So I asked them why didn't these three families believe?
他说不是不信，他们偷着信，表面都不当基督徒。
He said they actually had believed, but they had to act as if they weren't.
我说为什么他们不敢吗？是尼哥底母吗？
Why didn't they dare to reveal themselves? Aren't they Nicodemus?
他们说他不是不敢，因为这三户成分不好。
They said that they were not really that afraid, but those people had a questionable background.
什么叫成分不好，弟兄姊妹不知道，就是这三户啊是地主出身的。
You know why they had a questionable background? Their families were landlords.
地主被称为是敌对阶级。
The landlords belong to the class which were against the government.
所以他们这三户啊就跟弟兄姊妹说，我们就公开我们不承认。如果公开我们承认，好，上级就给找这所有弟兄姊妹，你看你们把这个地主给敌人都吸收到你们的教会里去了，所以我们不表示。
So the reason was that these three families chose not to identify themselves with Christians, because if they did so, then government may have an excuse to persecute those Christians since they were harboring those people against the government.
80年春节的时候，我到就是过旧年的时候，我到了一个农村里去，到一个村庄，哦，使我非常高兴。
I visited a village during the Lunar New Year.
年春节的时候，我到就是过旧年的时候，我到了一个农村里去，到一个村庄，哦，使我非常高兴。
I visited a village during the Lunar New Year of 1980. I was extremely happy.
过年，人家不信的人们都贴对子，上下对子。那么这个基督徒这个家里都也都贴对子。
So the tradition, the Chinese tradition that during those Lunar New Year, people would have those red slogans pasted on the doorpost and on top of the door.
他们就利用这个过年贴对子来传福音。
So those Christians.Decided to use that opportunity to preach the gospel.
他们不是贴什么发福生财呀、出门见喜呀、不贴这些，有一个对子，写很好。
They did not put up those traditional verses, slogans on the door, such as "Many blessings to you."
实在不行了吧？能放吗？这是一个对子。
This says the whole family belongs to the Lord. The gospel really, you know, like a thunder.Which would awaken people out of their dreams, and the truth pierced through all people's hearts.
真道惊醒，福音惊醒千古梦，真道喝痛万人心。实在很有气魄，横批是全家归主。后来我又到了一家，也太多了，我当时都记起来了，我记起来了，我后来脑子忘了，除了没带出来。到了一家，又到了一家是结婚的新婚的夫妇，在他们的新房的门口又贴了一副对子。信徒外邦不相配，基督比列难相合。
The believers and the Gentiles really cannot be yoked together, and Christ and and devil does not.
比列就是撒旦的意思。
Go together. So the top says follow the holy will of God.
基督徒的婚姻是尊主圣旨。
That represents their marriage was God's ordained.
信的和不信的原不相配，不能同父异母。
So the believers and Gentiles really cannot be yoked together.
这是不是人的教导，是遵不遵行神的旨意的问题。
This is not human teaching. It is whether they follow the teaching of God.
有一个村，全村都是基督徒，他们有一个算数是不合理的，六大于七。
In a certain village, they had a mathematical formula. It's unreasonable. Six is greater than seven.
什么叫六大于七呢？
What does it mean? In six, being greater than seven?
他们邻居的一些的生产队，一些村都是一个礼拜上七天地，下七天都下地，干活。
In those communes, people work 7 days a week.
但是他们这个村因为都是基督徒，只干六天，第七天这个礼拜日一定休息聚会。
But in this particular commune, they only work for 6 days, and on the seventh day, they have a meetings.
但是到收成的时候，一总结的时候，这个村老是第一名。
So, at the time of harvest, this village, which worked only 6 days out of seven, had more produce than those working 7 days a week.
他们干六天活，休息一天，他们的收成的效果老是超过那个干七天活的收成的效果。
So, although they were only working 6 days a week, but their harvest was greater than those who were working 7 days a week.
所以他们就得到一个不合理的算数，是六大于七。
So they deduce this impossible mathematical relationship that is six is greater than seven.
有一个村里面基督徒在聚会。
The Christians were meeting in one of the villages.
有一个心地很不好的一个人，这个不信的人，就偷偷地到上级去告，说这些教徒又在那里聚会了。
So one person with ulterior motive, he tipped off the high officials, then those Christians were meeting again.
上级这个干部就答复来告状的人说，拒就拒吧，现在信仰自由，就都成基督徒还好了，都不偷了，非基督徒都偷。
This government official responded that now that we have religious freedom, let them meet. You know, it would be great if they all become Christians and we won't have any thieves and burglars.
因为这些基督徒在一起，不但不偷集体的东西，彼此相助、相爱，生活很有见证。所以他们说，聚就聚吧，都成基督徒不就好了吗
？So those Christians have wonderful testimony. So they did not steal from the government. They did not steal from each other. They were living harmonious with each other. So the government felt that was a good idea.
所以我们从这许多见证看见基督徒的生活是多么重要。
Through those testimonies, we see how important it is to have a witness in our daily lives.
在我们的生活里面，应该实在是把基督活出来。
We really ought to live out Jesus in our lives.
请弟兄姊妹在祷告当中多多纪念在大陆的家庭教会。
I would ask brothers and sisters to pray more.For the house churches in the mainland.
从去年，82年的12月圣诞节前夕，家庭教会公开的聚会全被摧毁了。
So in the December of 1982, the government stopped all the public meetings of those house churches.
他们不得已又转入地下了。
They became underground churches again.
据我知道，在城市里面，公开的家庭聚会几乎是一个也没有了。
So as far as I know, that there's no more house churches who dare claim that in public in cities.
在农村里头仍然可以有公开的家庭聚会。
But some still exist in the countryside.
有许多其他的见证使我们可以看见神用苦难摧毁中国教会里面神所不喜悦的东西，同时也用苦难建立了神所喜悦的东西。
There are so many evidence to let us conclude that God.Cleans the church through sufferings, but all, by tearing them down, and God also built up the churches through sufferings.
神所建立的就是形式上就是家庭教会。
So God had built up those house churches.
如果我们在海外的基督徒能够从中国教会这30多年的经历来学得一些功课，那将是给大陆的弟兄姊妹的一个安慰。
If these churches in the States or overseas could learn from those house churches in China, that would become a great encouragement to the house churches in China.
我好像在这里都替大陆的家庭教会说了很多好处，当然他们也不可避免有很多的弱点。
Although all I have told you were the good points about those house churches, I cannot deny that they also had many weaknesses.
比如像许多的异端，许多的错谬的道理。在家庭教会里面也有很多的流传。
There were cults in those churches and also some false doctrines taught.
我们应该为他们祷告。
We should pray for them.
他们不希望他们不但是有热心、有生命的力量，并且有真道的栽培，使他们把根基建立在真道上。
Not only they were eager and zealous to serve the Lord, we really pray that their foundation could be the truth.
如果我们在海外的有相当的知识造就的一些弟兄姊妹，如果能够吸取他们的生命里面的经验和力量，又加上我们的属灵的真理上的知识，那将是多么好啊！
So how wonderful would it be if those brothers and sisters here who are well trained in theological knowledge and if they had also those experiences? How wonderful would it be?
摆在我个人面前的就是一不丢掉。神在中国用苦难给我们的造就，同时也能够吸取在海外的教会弟兄姊妹的在主面前的一些优点。
As far as I'm concerned, I should remember the teaching of God through those sufferings in Chinese churches. But I'm here. I also like to receive a lot of knowledge and training through the help of the brothers and sisters in the States.
对不起，我。又是说长话，下一次明天上午我希望说点短话来谈一个题目，就是我们从中国大陆教会学的什么功课。
I'm sorry, I ran over time, but tomorrow morning I try to keep it short. I'm going to tell you about how can we learn from those churches in mainland China.
请您替我们做一个祷告。
Let us pray. 希望我们再次谢谢你今天让我们都知道在大陆的弟兄姐妹我们在你里面的光景。主，我们感谢你的保守，我们实在是不能够忍受那些的逼迫跟压力。主，当然我们也知道我们周围有同样的逼迫跟压力，就是求你保守我们在这样的逼迫跟压力中间也能站立得住，然后从大陆的弟兄姐妹上吸取经验，然后跟我们所的属灵知识能够配合，在你里面能够大有长进。主，我们再一次谢谢你今天带领我们这样的聚会，给我们这样的信息，真是盼望我们听的不是只是知识上又再长进一些，而灵里头因此能得到复兴。主，谢谢你今天带领我们这样的机会，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。